Ding! The pair dashed off to the northeast wall point, shifting their position to avoid sling stones. As the bells rang, Boorab, who was having an afternoon doze in the gatehouse, came hurtling out. He took the north wall steps three at a time, bounding up to the ramparts and yelling at the top of his lungs.
Red wall are down! Bear is over here! Quickly now! Every beast lay flat! Red wall are down!
Mira heard the bells and came hurrying out, with Cregor, Fillorn, Broggle and Friar Bob in her wake. Dibbins poured out after them, shrieking and milling about, frightened by the noise. Gundil, Formal, Brull and four of her moles came scuttling down the wall steps. Between them, on a stretcher made from window poles and drapes, they carried Fwail. Broggle bellowed hoarsely, as if the arrow had found him instead. The sight of Fwail laid out with the shaft still in her side was more than the poor assistant cook could bear. He ran alongside the stretcher, holding his friend's paw and stroking her brow.
Fwail! They've killed Fwail!
You in there! Listen! Do you hear me? Listen!
Cregor held up both paws for silence, whispering to Brull.
Get her up to the infirmary right away. Silence, everyone.
Rough and gratingly loud, the voice from over the wall rang out.
Are you listening? Answer me!
Mira sped up the wall steps and threw herself down beside Boorab, who was lying flat beneath the battlements.
Answer him, go on.
Boorab called out loud and curt.
We're listening. Who are you and what do you want?
Valak's voice came back a moment later.
Never mind who we are. Send out the Tagadung.
Boorab looked at Mira, who gave a mystified shrug.
What in the blazes do you mean?
He shouted back. This time it was Aoife's voice that replied.
We've come for the Tagarang!
The hare had been binding his kerchief to the end of the ladle he carried about as a swagger stick. He sprang up, waving it.
Truce, chaps! Truce!
He sidestepped smartly, but was not quick enough to stop Valak's arrow, slicing a wound in his cheek as it zipped by.
No truce, rabbit! Send the Tagarang out to us, or you're all dead beasts! That's all!
Valak fired two more arrows over the wall.
That should give them something to think about for today.
Aoife led the way as they retreated into the woodlands.
Aye, we'll kill another tomorrow. They'll soon send him out.
Sister Alcaness cut the barbed head from the arrow and pulled the wooden shaft out of the wound in Fwail's side. She gave the arrowhead to Brother Hoban and set about mixing herbs and powders from her infirmary shelves.
It went right through. Never hit anything vital or this pretty one would be dead. I can clean and dress this while she's still unconscious. Good thing the shock and pain knocked her out. Would you see if that arrowhead is poisonous? Vermin often do that to shafts. This squirrel won't be up and about for a while, but she'll live. You can go and give Broggle the good news.